This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. As Donald Trump begins his presidency, many have wondered about the voters in places like Pennsylvania and Ohio who helped swing the election in Trump's favor. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has been talking with Trump supporters who have a special interest in the environment, coal miners, hunters, and now a farmer.
Huh. Yeah.
In addition to 50 cows and 10 pigs, Kenny Merrick and his family are training Zeus, an 80-pound puppy. Merrick grew up next door milking cows on his family's older-style dairy farm.
As far as how the cows were taken care of out on the pasture, that was the same. Everything else about what I do is quite different from the way my dad raised me.
What's different about it?
I'm trying to harvest for quality. He tries to harvest for quantity.
Merrick and his wife sell grass-fed beef and pork direct to customers.
And I'm trying to do it more sustainable than the way I grew up.
I visited their farm last year to report on a project to clean the stream here. And they wanted to know why I'd come back again.
The way you guys pasture raise your animals and you're working toward cleaning up the water. You know, and you're, are you considered an immigrant? Is that the right term?
Yeah. I'm an immigrant. A new immigrant.
Merrick's wife came from Japan in 2000. She has a green card and doesn't want her name used for this story. After earning her master's at Yale, she met Kenny while starting her PhD at Ohio State University.
I really have no idea how he voted.
Which is weird because most people know my opinions because I never really hold back when I say what I want to say.
And while he might sometimes sound like a liberal local food advocate, he voted for Donald Trump.
Personally, I don't really like career politicians.
Some top issues for many farmers are new water quality rules, farm insurance, and export policies.
Major issues for us, fuel price, being self-sufficient.
Merrick doesn't want the government telling him what to do on his land. When it comes to environmental protection, he doesn't think we need so many rules and regulations.
It's too much. What is Trump going to do about it? What is Congress going to do? Why the hell don't you get out and clean the trash up out of the street in front of your house? Why don't you quit fertilizing your yard to that extent? Take that on to yourself. Don't look for somebody else to do it.
Merrick concedes that sometimes laws and agreements are needed, for example, in dealing with global climate change. Still, even there, he's a bigger advocate of personal action.
If you really are genuinely interested in this, start putting up your solar panels, windmills, look at some alternative sources, and make a change yourself. Limit the amount of power you consume.
Another issue for Merrick, immigration policy, specifically migrant labor. Many farmers hire people from Mexico and elsewhere to plant crops or harvest fruits and vegetables. The issue has come up for Merrick in his off-farm job, hiring people for a landscaping company where he works.
What we pay people to start out now with zero skill and zero education to get them to do the same job that the migratory workers will do. The guys that I'm trying to hire here will come to work for 2 or 3 days and say, I ain't doing that. That's beneath me. That work has to get done.
President Donald Trump campaigned on keeping American jobs for Americans. But Trump has also talked about needing foreign labor for his businesses. Kenny Merrick is hopeful that that experience will help the new president see why the visas are needed. But Merrick doesn't literally believe many of the things Trump says, like the plan to build a wall on the country's southern border.
We all know that to try and build a wall all the way across Mexico would be ridiculous. It's not going to happen.
Merrick also doubts that Trump will move forward with a registry for Muslims in the U.S.
He can't just go out and force everybody to sign a damn paper saying I'm Muslim or I'm not Muslim.
Many people fear Trump's views harken back to the forced internment of Japanese people in the U.S. during World War II.
When you told your wife you voted for Donald Trump, what did she say?
Nothing. That's probably why we get along so well. We don't discuss religion or politics.
In an email, his wife told me that she is worried about how strict immigration policies could affect her ability to get a job, to visit her family in Tokyo, and also about xenophobia in this rural Ohio town. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
The Allegheny Front is produced in Pittsburgh and reports on the environment. More at AlleghenyFront.org. Old-time musician Jim Costa gave a performance last night at the West Virginia Humanities Council. It was part of the West Virginia Folklife Program. Roxy Todd reports.
In a crowded room of about 60 people, Summers County native Jim Costa held a historic harmonica to his lips and played Civil War tunes, like this one. He also played songs on a banjo from the 1800s. Among his many achievements, Costa was in the film Mate One back in 1987. Over his lifetime, he's collected enough historic instruments, clocks, hatchets, and other tools to fill a small museum. 26-year-old folklorist Zoe Van Buren from the University of North Carolina spent her summer last year documenting Costa's legacy.
And I think that actually what he's accomplished is more than what a single museum can do.
Van Buren is a native of New York City. She says she's drawn to learning about the way people used to build buildings, cook food, and play music in years past.
Tradition is always about the next generation, not just about the last one. It doesn't mean just that from the past. It's the way that we interpret and use the past to guide us into the future.
One of the things that impressed her the most about Jim Costa was his skill at fixing old things, like clocks and instruments.
You can't hurt anything. It can always be repaired.
Costa kept his warm smile as somebody knocked one of his instruments to the ground by mistake.
I've loved you always, yes.
He finished the show with a love ballad that traveled to West Virginia from England hundreds of years ago.
Oh, darling, believe me, far over the sea, through life or death, oh, faithful I'll be.
Costa's presentation was a part of the West Virginia Folklife Program, a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council. The state folklorist, Emily Hilliard, is working with Zoe Van Buren to record Costa's stories and help ensure that his cultural knowledge is preserved. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. I'm Beth Voorhees.